Hi, welcome to another episode of the Art Dose podcast. In today's episode, Saudarmini Mishra speaks to artist Niva Sikander over the phone. Wandering Violin Mantis is her first solo exhibition. In this show, Sikander expands on her growing practice of looking at and recreating various species from nature, some real and some imagined, in her medium of choice, paper.
So Nibha, your work is quite fascinating. I have to say that the way you've actually used the medium of paper is quite riveting. So my first question is, what does being an artist mean to you?
So I've been practicing, I studied in art school, and I actually come from a family of artists. So I feel like it is something that's been just part of my childhood also. I've been growing up being surrounded by looking at art, like it's always been house, and my mom's an artist as well, so I've always been going for shows with her since I was a child. So I suppose when I did want to study art, it wasn't something that was surprising to anybody. I think for me, it is also, I mean, part of being an artist is trying to express what your views are in a certain way. But it's also a lot to do. Like for me, the process of working is such a huge thing. And I think because I work in this medium of paper cut, which is something I've been doing for over 15 years. And it's something
that's a long
like the that's a long time. So I think the process to me is even more exciting than what the end result is, because it gets pretty intense. So it helps me think also in a lot of ways about stuff that's happening around. So I've been living in Murud Janjira. Are you familiar with where that is?
Yeah, it's on the outskirts of Mumbai.
Yeah, so it's actually it's close to Alibag. It's actually about an hour further down on the Konkan coast itself. And my family's had a house there for over 40 years. But so I've been going there since I was a child. So I think the subject matter of birds and insects and moths and nature in general is nature something that I'm extremely comfortable in. So I've been experiencing it and going there for a very long time. And about a year ago, like last September, I moved there permanently. So then I got to really study these things on a pretty much on a regular daily basis. So
You know, since you mentioned that you come from a family of artists, now, what I'd really like to ask you is that in the case of an artist, is it really, a case of nature or nurture? Like, is it in your genes? So even if you wouldn't have been formally trained, you could have pursued it? Or do you think your training always adds to the process?
No, I think my training has added to it. So even though in a lot, because I think it just helped me get, form some kind of direction, because I think I would have been a little maybe lost if I hadn't studied it. But at the same time, so I've actually been cutting paper and I've slowly developed this technique over all these years, but I was doing it even before I joined art school. And then I went through a bit of a phase when I was in art school where I just couldn't figure out how to get this paper cut technique into, because we were formally taught, you know, to painting. So it was like watercolor, acrylic, oil, like these were the mediums that we had to learn. So it was only towards the end of studying in college where I actually tried to merge the two techniques. Yet it was flatter. And then once I kind of graduated from art school, I just completely stopped painting and I just focused on paper cut. So it's been many years of me, like initially when I started cutting paper, it was more like stencil like form, so it was very flat and very 2D. And I started layering the paper from the bottom.
And then as I
went along, I was like, you know, what if I experimented and tried to layer paper from on top, and then I tried to use thicker layers of paper in between, which would then help me build this almost relief like sculptural form. So it's been just me sitting in my studio experimenting with all these different techniques of paper cut and finally coming to this space. I mean, I started working with paper initially, like I said, I started off with abstract forms, then I got more intricate into cutting stencils, and then I built up this technique. The other thing about paper, especially when I started working on the birds and insect and moth species, I just realized that paper itself has that quality to be flexible when you wanted to and stiff when you wanted to. So if you like compare it to an insect, for example, like if an insect is sitting on a wall or it's sitting in a sitting position, it's always the wings are folded in.
Right.
You know, attached to the body, and it's just sitting. And then the minute it takes flight, it kind of opens up and gets stiff. So I think paper, especially when I was working on this series, I feel like paper as a medium helped out in so many ways. Like there were things that would happen by chance while I was working, which I didn't even realize. And if I was working on a moth, and then suddenly at the end of it, when I put the entire moth together, the wings just flopped in such a way that that's exactly how a moth sits. So a lot of things happen by chance, and a lot of things that I do while I'm working. So I keep changing things. So that's why I'm saying like the process is the most important for me, because I add and remove things, you know, as and when I'm working.
So what would you consider a turning point in your journey as an artist up till now?
So I think, when I started working on this particular moth, insect and bird series, so there's another part of my family that is also pretty obsessed with, I mean, in love with nature, like they're all nature lovers. So we've always had like a lot of books lying around in the house on trees and birds, and it's just always been there. So, but I think what happened to me is, I got really interested in it in 2011-12 when I visited Kaziranga. So there's a bird sanctuary called Nameri, which is close to Kaziranga. And and that's where the great Indian hornbill is there. And I saw that bird and I was just quite mesmerized by it. So that, I think, was the start of my interest in then observing birds more closely than I would otherwise. So I came back and I bought a lot of books and I started doing reference material. So the first paper cuts that I did were birds in this technique.
Okay.
And I started off by doing full birds, so the paper was much flatter. And then as the years went by, I was developing it more and more and trying to get it as 3D as I could. I also started spending, about 6-7 years ago, I started spending more time in Jandija, which is our house. Mm-hmm. So I mean, before I would visit maybe once in 2 months. Here I was living there for 3 months at a time, 3 months, 6 months, until we moved there last year. So I think because of my proximity to nature than actually living in it, I guess my interest in the subject matter also grew, and I think that's been a bit of a turning point to actually be able to observe these things on a daily basis and discover new things about all of these about
so that's how that's how your life experiences have kind of
because with every different with every different season there is something different that comes. So in the monsoon, for example, is the most concentration of moths you see. So it was like almost every day or every other day I felt like I was looking at a new species of moth which I hadn't seen before, which was very exciting for me. So then I would photograph it and then use that photograph as reference material. And also the other thing about moths, unlike butterflies, is that when they can't get comfortable in a position, they just sit. So then it gives you enough time to observe them yourself and photograph them from all angles. Also, they moths have this, that other factors as well. Like sometimes it would hit the fan and it would get damaged and fall. Or a lot of times the body of the moth gets eaten up by bats. So in the morning, if I would just walk around, I would see these wings scattered all around. And I would collect the wings and then be able to study it even more closely. So I think I can only do that if I'm living in a place where I'm surrounded by nature. Because then these things happen like every day, every other day. So it's difficult to then work on the subject matter, say if you're living in a city. So I've learned a lot from being there. And I think it has changed a lot of, of course, subject matter that I'm working on, and also changed my perspective on where I wonder, where I see myself going from here, which direction I see myself going.
Wow, so this obviously means that even geography plays a very important role in an artist's journey.
Yeah. Of course, I think so. I think it does, because you do tend to react to the environment that you're in. That
you're in, yeah.
Obviously, mm-hmm. yeah. And also, I think luckily for me, the place where we're at in Jinjira, right behind us, we have the Sunset Wildlife Sanctuary. And it's very rich in biodiverse, so especially in insect and moth life. So we get a lot of insects that come from there to us. So yeah, I think it's been quite a year.
Niva Sikanda speaking to us from Mumbai. Wandering Violin Mantis is on view at Turk till the 4th of January, 2020. Visit artdose.in for more episodes, related text, links and images. That's all we have for you today in this episode. Until next time. Bye.